The southern border gets all the attention, with President Trump's massive wall and the backlog of asylum seekers stuck in Mexico. But things are tense on the northern border with Canada as well. The number of people crossing illegally at that border is on the rise, and residents complain that heightened security has changed the character of the once neighborly frontier. Here's NPR's John Burnett.
Are you able to exit it out?
As proof how things have tightened up on the northern border, we're detained just after we cross from Vermont into Canada. Yeah. Turns out our guide, a local journalist and historian named Scott Wheeler, didn't know he was supposed to check in at the Canada inspection station.
Do you want me to pull over?
What you guys are going to do, you're going to follow my colleague. He's going to make a U-turn, and we're going to head back to the port of entry.
Polite officious agents with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police confiscate our passports and escort us back to the port of entry, where they'll question us about our intentions inside the monarchy. Wheeler says for years he could cross from Derby Line, Vermont, into the sister city of Stanstead, Quebec, with a smile and a wave to border agents.
And that's this kind of life on the... border is changing.
Since 9/11, border agents check everybody, and it's gotten even stricter since Trump took office, especially here on Canusa Avenue. The name is a hybrid of Canada and USA. The international boundary actually runs for a third of a mile along this street. Then it curves north into Canada, where we crossed by accident. With Mounties in front of us and behind us, Wheeler drives back to the checkpoint.
Canusa Avenue is one of the hot places now. And as you can see, you know, can you imagine owning a house on Canusa when you have to go through this?
To find out what it's like to own a house on Canusa Avenue at a time of tightening border security, I asked two neighbors to meet me on the street on their respective sides of the white boundary line.
My name is Janice Beadle, and I live in BB Plain, Vermont, on Canusa Avenue.
I'm Marie Valier, and I live on Canusa Avenue in Canada.
Because the U.S. Customs checkpoint is on her street, Beadle has to stop every time she goes to the drugstore or get groceries. Last year, she says it got worse. A big steel barrier was installed at the end of Canusa to control vehicle access.
To me, I feel it's very intimidating just to have the barrier there. It's like a wall.
Marie Valier agrees. She says several neighbors, including Beadle, are trying to sell their houses because coming and going has become such a hassle.
I used to be able to cross over and see my friend that used to own that house and just go have a glass of wine with her and come back. And now, like Janice says, it's a barrier. We feel it.
Today, Valier is afraid to walk across the street for a glass of wine. She can't even take a bag of fresh-baked cookies to her neighbor without drawing the attention of authorities. Fernando Beltran, a retired Border Patrol official, points out that smugglers are moving potent Canadian cannabis across this border.
Like, if I bring a bag of cookies to you, how does a guy at the port that sees it on camera know that the bag was just cookies? The honor system, it's like the people here used to say, well, we were always on the honor system. I mean, that's just not the way of life anymore.
Fact is, illegal activity is increasing here in the rugged and beautiful northeastern corner of Vermont. In the last 2 years in this region, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has logged a 400% jump in apprehensions of people crossing illegally from Canada. That's the biggest increase anywhere along the 5,500-mile northern border. In 2017, they caught 165 immigrants. This year, it was 822 people. Many are Mexicans and Romanians, who are among the nationalities that don't require a visa to travel to Canada. They fly to Toronto or Montreal and pay a smuggler who brings them here and shows them where to cross.
We're the first land border beast of the Great Lakes.
Richard Ross is the patrol agent in charge of the nearby Newport Border Patrol Station.
There are several major interstates that run to point south, either New York City, Boston, all the way down to Washington, D.C. I mean, it's very easy to be in the country and down the road in short order.
He's driving along a road that parallels the border, pointing out the open areas where people cross illegally. With Trump's clampdown on the southern border, Ross says more migrants are discovering the northern route.
They're feeling pressure. A lot more pressure than they ever had down south, and they found loopholes to exploit via Canada.
Of course, the numbers are a drop in the bucket compared to the southern border. Last May, 1,000 people in a single group crossed into El Paso. Yet 800 apprehensions in a year are significant by the standards of the sleepy northern divide. Even the public library has gotten dragged into border intrigue. The Haskell Free Library actually straddles the international boundary. The children's section is in Vermont. The rest of the stacks are in Quebec. The stately old edifice opened more than a century ago when both towns were one close-knit community. But these days, the librarians have to keep an eye out for more than noisy patrons. Scott Wheeler, the local historian, stands outside the library.
It's even been used to smuggle, because you can go in and out of the Haskell without checking in at either customs.
Last year, a Montreal man was sentenced to prison for stashing a backpack full of handguns in the library bathroom for an accomplice to spirit into Canada. Brian Smith, a Vermont state rep, is sad to see how the twin towns have grown apart. I meet him at a Derby restaurant.
It was like one town and two countries. Now it's two towns and two countries. And now, you know, nobody goes back and forth as much anymore. They still a little bit.
Yet, some of that one-town, two-countries vibe survives. Stansted provides water and sewer services to Derby Line. Their fire departments help each other out. There's even a binational youth hockey team called the Border Jets. And not every cross-border street has a steel barrier. Church Street connects Derby Line and Stansted. Right next to the Haskell Library, the street is blocked off and the border demarcated by a row of flower pots. Stansted Mayor Philip Dutiel.
Basically what happened, I was the one that put the flower pot.
You put the flower pots
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that was my idea to put flower pot.
So there you have it, a floral border barrier, and Canada paid for it. John Burnett, NPR News, Derby Line, Vermont.